Governor Mary Fallon's second term in office will end in January. It's been a rocky road for the Republican governor. A recent national poll found Fallon is the least popular governor in the country with a 74% disapproval rate. As part of our Oklahoma Engage project, Jacob McClellan traveled deep into Fallon country, House District 85 in northwestern Oklahoma City, where Fallon served in the Oklahoma House in the early 90s.
Sue Campbell and her husband David stand under a tree at a dog park along a busy highway near Lake Hefner. Their dog is here too, a 3.5-year-old ball of furry energy named Louie.
Louie is a miniature schnauzer and Staffordshire Terrier mix.
Sue is an accounting clerk and Democrat, and David is a retired Ford salesman and reserve deputy sheriff. He's a Republican. David voted for Fallon at each step in her political career, for State House, U.S. Congress, Lieutenant Governor, and Governor. For most of her career, he liked Fallon. But lately...
The last couple of years, I don't know, she's made some decisions I really didn't agree with.
The big one for David Campbell is constitutional carry. Fallon in May vetoed legislation that would have allowed Oklahomans to carry firearms without a permit.
I didn't think that was right. But generally, she's done a decent job.
Sue is a lifelong Democrat, and she crossed party lines to vote for Fallon when she ran for the state house.
She was much different back then. She was way more moderate. When she went to Washington, she just drank the ultra-conservative Kool-Aid, and she left her moderate ways.
If Mary Fallon has changed since she first entered politics, so has the district that started her political career. It's still a conservative district, but it's no longer reliably Republican. And according to polling conducted by Oklahoma public radio stations, the Oklahoma City Metro is the only region in the state that views the Democratic Party in a positive light. Jeanette Mendez is a political scientist at Oklahoma State University.
We had such a big wave of Republicans kind of taking over the House and Senate. It's kind of nearing the end of that cycle of the pendulum kind of shifting over.
And she says the pendulum is first shifting in metro areas.
I think we're seeing it with some young Democrats coming in. They have a good ground game. They're knocking on doors. They're really getting out there.
And one obvious sign of change is here in Fallon's old State House district. The seat is currently held by a Democrat, Cindy Munson.
How are you?
Well, fine.
Munson walks door to door on a Saturday morning in Nichols Hills, ringing doorbells and chatting it up with residents in this affluent community of manicured lawns, curvy roads, and mansions.
Yeah, you look great. So, oh.
Munson says people were apprehensive about her at first. She heard over and over again that a Democrat could never win over the conservative district. She lost her first campaign to incumbent Republican David Denk in 2014. After Denk died the following year, Munson won the special election. And she kept going door to door, and she found traditionally Republican voters who were receptive.
Last weekend, someone said, "You know, you're the only Democrat I've ever voted for." And I refused to vote for any other Democrats and made other comments.
I meet Munson's Republican opponent, Matt Jackson, at one of House District 85's most noticeable landmarks, an East Coast-inspired lighthouse that peers over Oklahoma City's Lake Hefner.
This district is still, you know, it's a Republican district, and those that aren't Republicans are still tend to be more conservative.
Polling for the Oklahoma Engage Project found Oklahoma City voters identify education as the biggest problem facing the state. Both Munson and Jackson are focusing their campaigns on the issue, but there are differences between them. Munson voted for a package of tax increases to fund a teacher pay raise. Jackson thinks there were other options instead of a tax hike.
It's always going to be a last resort for me as far as increasing taxes. If there's no other choice, then we can look at it.
Jeanette Mendez, the political scientist, says Fallon's popularity has been dropping steadily for the past few years. She says the teacher walkout dealt it another blow this year.
And I think when you just kind of look across the board, I think people had an expectation that we'd do more there.
Fallon's office declined an interview request. Mendez says voters often pin many of their political frustrations on the governor, so some of Fallon's poor poll ratings might reflect widespread discontent and not just her job performance. Mendez says lawmakers are often insulated from the public's political ire, but maybe not this year, as a record number of candidates filed for office and incumbent lawmakers lost their primaries or were forced into runoffs.
This report was produced by Jacob McClellan for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit KGOU.org and click the link for Oklahoma Engaged.